USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden is back at the White House after a holiday week on Nantucket. He immediately received a briefing on the Omicron variant, Biden getting an in-person briefing from the chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and other members of the COVID-19 team at the White House. Dr. Fauci says the rate at which it appears to be able to spread is very concerning, but he says it doesn't necessarily mean the new variant's more deadly than the other forms of the virus.
You don't want people to panic, but you want to know that we're doing everything we can to stay ahead of this.
Many Republicans in particular, like Pennsylvania Representative Lloyd Smucker, are concerned that it's going to lead the federal government to try to step up the idea of mandating things like vaccinations.
That is a decision that every individual should make with their doctor. This is a health decision that should not be mandated by the government.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, beginning at sundown tonight, the joyous holiday that commemorates religious freedom won by a tiny band of Jews, the Maccabees, more than 2,000 years ago. That's when the Syrian Greeks tried to suppress Judaism, but the Maccabees recaptured the temple, which was a miracle in itself, and so was the one-day supply of holy oil that burned in the temple menorah for 8 days. There's been a strong earthquake in South America, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Quake occurred at 6:52 local time, just north of Barranca. The quake was also felt in the capital of Lima and other neighboring towns. No major damage or tsunami alerts were reported. A 7.5 earthquake on September 26 in 2005 caused 5 deaths, about 70 injuries, and significant damage to the surrounding region. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Russian authorities have released the names of the 51 people presumed dead after a devastating methane explosion in a Siberian coal mine. It's believed to be the deadliest since 2010. More on the story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A rescuer at Russia's collapsed Lisvanaya coal mine who went missing was found alive, according to officials, after 51 people died in the mine explosion on Thursday morning. The regional prosecutor has begun an inquiry on whether labor and industrial safety laws were followed, while a government investigation arm has launched a criminal case.
A Pennsylvania man's been killed by a stray bullet while he was eating his Thanksgiving dinner. Authorities near Philadelphia say that bullet went through a window in the man's house in Norristown, hitting him in the torso, and he was flown to a hospital, but he was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. Officials say no one in the home was involved in the argument outside that apparently led to the shooting. The shooter is still at large at last check. Famous Hollywood Bear has passed away. The Vital Ground Foundation says Bart the Bear, too, died, in the words of a statement, silently and naturally in Utah a few days ago. The grizzly was featured in many motion pictures, including Dr. Dolittle 2 and We Bought a Zoo. Also was in the HBO series Game of Thrones. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.